This is Mike Breed at the Warren Group bringing you our Connecticut Home Sales Data Report for December 2018. During the month, there were 2,454 single-family homes sold across the state, a 0.8% increase from December 2017. At the same time, the median single-family home price increased 0.9% on a year-over-year basis to $247,000. Meanwhile, condo sales totaled 682 transactions, with a median sale price of $162,000. During the course of 2018, there were 33,594 single-family home sales with a median sale price of $268,000, while condos saw 9,067 transactions with a median price of $165,000. Joining us now to shed some light on the Connecticut real estate market is the Warren Group CEO, Tim Warren. Thanks for joining us, Tim.
Thanks, Mike. Welcome to winter. Got a big cold snap here.
It's finally here. The median single-family home price reached an 11-year high in 2018, but it's still well below where the housing market's peak was. Can we anticipate additional price gains in 2019?
Well, that's a good question, Mike. The million-dollar question, maybe. You know, prices have risen in each of the last 3 years, and realtors say that the number of homes for sale, the supply, is really not adequate for a balanced market. And the job market is tight with low unemployment. Now, all of these signs point to higher prices in 2019. But, you know, other factors point to a softening of the market. Stock prices have fallen in the fourth quarter and may continue to fall in 2019. Mortgage interest rates have risen and home sales declined last year. You know, we saw a similar pattern like this back in 1988 and then again in the period 2005 to 2017. A bull market in real estate came to an end and prices fell after the sales volume started to drop. Could this be an early warning sign? Perhaps. Or perhaps the fact that prices are still well below their peaks that they achieved back in 2007 means that there's still room for further increases in home prices. The increase that since the last recession has been modest, so perhaps we'll see continued growth in prices.
Year-end condo sales hit the highest mark since 2007. Now, what sort of assumptions can be made about the Connecticut market based on this trend?
Well, I think condos in Connecticut are an attractive alternative as either a starter home or as a way for people approaching retirement to downsize. The median price of a condo is more than $100,000 less than a single-family home. That makes them significantly more affordable. And a condo has fewer homeowner worries about maintenance, yard work, snow shoveling, and roofing. Many people, young and old, value their time and prefer to leave those jobs to condo management. So I think condos will continue to do well in the coming year.
Well, thank you, Tim, and thanks to everyone for joining us. This has been your Connecticut Home Sales Data Report for December 2018. If you'd like more information about the Warren Group, look us up on social media or visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com.